Hi, my name is Maitre.
My name is Kevin.
And my name is Tyler.
And this is how to make referees better in soccer / football.
The first early signs of soccer started in the 2nd and 3rd centuries in China.
Wait, did you say China?
Yeah, China.
Whoa, that's very surprising to me. Since football is so big in Europe, I always thought that was its place of origin. So that's surprising that it didn't come from there.
Yeah, it is very surprising. But before referees in soccer, it was a gentleman's sport. No one cheated or fouled. If there's a disagreement, captains resolved it.
So it's just basically an honor system.
Yeah, everybody was honest. And then in 1842, we saw the first referee. His purpose was really only to keep time. If there was a disagreement between the captains, he would have the final vote, but nothing more than that.
So with the timekeeping part, he was kind of like what the fourth official is today?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first referee was introduced in 1891. And this was like a referee that wasn't just like one that kept time, but that actually had to follow rules, give out fouls, do all of that. Because in 1891, that's when the game started to shift. It went from a gentleman's sport to more of a competitive sport.
Yeah, more when it was starting to take seriously and got bigger.
Yep. And then in 1893, the first ref association was made. And then fast forward to 1996, we had the first fourth official. The fourth official was introduced in 1996. That's basically what you were saying earlier, Tyler, about how in 1842, the referee in 1842 would just keep time, do all that. That's basically what the fourth official does now.
Yeah, it's still an important role, but I mean, that's probably the referee is like the least amount.
It's an important role.
It's still an important role, keeping time. You see, like, extra time at the end of games and before halftime. But he's never really seen in youth football and youth soccer.
I don't think he's semi pro.
He's only mainly in like the top leagues, not top leagues, like professional.
Yeah, if I'm gonna be honest, I don't think he's that important. But it's helpful to have him.
Yeah, he also does help with substitutions.
Yeah, then make sure no one cheats.
Yeah, he'll put up a
number. It's helpful to have a fourth official, but it's not like needed.
Yeah,
you can play a game without him or her. But anyways, fast forward to 2012. That's when our first technology thing to help make better decisions was added. It's called goal line technology, and it's basically to see if the ball has crossed the line or not, because sometimes it goes down very close and you can't really tell. There's for sure been controversies in the past about whether the ball has crossed the line or not, but now we can finally review it, which is good. And then since then, we've had more and more different technologies added to make the game even more clear. And I know that Tyler knows something about it, so if you want.
Yeah, it is called the VAR, which stands for Virtual Assistant Referee. And VAR can review multiple different things, like if a goal, it can, like, basically goal line technology. It can review red cards, like it'll give a red card or a yellow card. It can review penalties, if a penalty should be awarded or not, and even offsides. If the player was offsides before he led to goal.
So it just reviews anything. It's just
mostly anything
for every
single
controversial play.
It can't yet.
Are there any flaws to it, though?
There are a couple flaws we see from time to time. And that's what I'm getting to right now. Like, how could VAR be improved in football? There's many different ways. Like, for one, we could have referees' mics be shown or be like said out loud throughout the stadium, because if you're in the stadium and it ever does go to VAR, it's you're out in the loss. You don't know what is going on, and
yeah, I completely agree.
You can't see anything. We could also have like shown on the big screen like what the ref is seeing, like what he's doing and what he's saying.
Like, it's kind of like what we see in American sports, like in the NFL. I'm pretty sure the NBA too.
Yeah,
the
they
NHL.
In the NFL they have they have something called challenging. That's to bring me to my next point. Coaches should be able to challenge so it can go to VAR, because in some situations, the referee doesn't go to VAR. He doesn't think there's anything there, but there should have been a penalty awarded to the team or something like that. So coaches should be able to review like some plays to be able to overturn it. And to keep the flow of the game, they should only get a limited amount. They shouldn't get like, five them out. Because sometimes VAR can take up to 3 minutes, and we don't want the game going on for too long.
So basically what you're saying is, like, normally in the NFL or NBA, when you challenge something, it takes out a timeout. But in soccer/football, you can have, like, maybe one or two challenges a game.
Yeah.
Would it, like, cause any, like, bad stuff? Like, you know, like, in football, you lose your, like, a timeout or something. Would it cause anything for the
I'd say you
football
just get
teams?
One or two
I think
a game,
that
right?
if, I mean, there's nothing, you don't have timeouts in football. So there's not really a punishment. So you should probably just have, like, two a game.
And VAR happens enough that it's probably, there's not that much of a difference if you add those.
And I do have a question. If the challenge comes true for the team that that challenged it, do they get their challenge back?
Oh, sorry, what'd you say?
If the challenge, like, let's say if a team challenges something to overturn a call.
Yeah.
Like, overturn a goal, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Then, and if the challenge comes that the goal was overturned, do they get their challenge back?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They should. They shouldn't be able to lose one of their challenges.
Okay,
in my opinion.
Okay.
So if it's they get two losses before they can't challenge anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Also, another way to fix VAR is just to eliminate it altogether. Like some ways it can disrupt the flow of the game. And some people just like the humanized version of the game. And
I disagree.
So. You disagree? Yeah. I mean, it's a very controversial subject.
It's just a different way of doing it.
There are still mistakes shown in VAR. For example, in a game between Liverpool and Tottenham Hotspurs on September 30th of 2023, there was a controversial call where attacker for Liverpool, Luis Diaz, was through on goal and he scored, but the referee called it offsides. Then they went to VAR and they called offsides, but you could clearly see when they draw the lines that he was onside. There was just a miscommunication between referees. A way we can fix this is also have, like, the microphone out loud, like we said, and more precise lines shown on the screen, so the referee could fully be able to make the decision well.
Couldn't you just, like, go, like, fully, like, virtual, like, not even, like, having
you? Yeah, I can see that somewhere in the future. Having it so VAR doesn't come down to a human making the call and via an AI making the decision.
Like, instead of, like, you have to still have a referee out there because somebody needs to blow a whistle, but basically the VAR just kind of makes the decision.
That
the
has
ref.
Been talked about before. It's just some people don't like that AI version of the game. They still like the human.
Wait, so basically, to summarize what you just said, VAR can be improved by having the ref's mic be available to the fans, like, during the game, so they can hear everything they say during the game live. You should be able to see what they see, and coaches should also be able to challenge a play or challenge a call that they think was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, yeah, that sounds good.
And all right. So this has been How to Make Referees Better.
And you will never walk
up the
alone.
Reds. Up the...